everyone. How are you? So close to Christmas. I'm always excited this time of the year. And we have Julie Woodman, who's a counsellor, and we have a fabulous guest.
Jenny Henry, events activation arts coordinator.
You so love your job.
I do.
It's written all over your face. You're always smiling about it.
I do. It's really it's good exciting. Job. It yes. is exciting. Always doing something different. So
you
it's
are.
Really good.
You are. Yeah. It's great to have you here, Jenny, with
Thank
us
you.
Today.
When you want to know what's going on in Salisbury, you ask Jenny.
And we're going to be talking about everything.
We've got lots to talk about today, actually. Lots of upcoming things that are coming up.
Look, yeah. I get comments about our Discover Salisbury all the time. The thing is, it's in our Aware magazine. A lot of people haven't got the Aware for years, and we're starting to get it right and make sure they get it. So they're saying to me, oh, I just love the Discovery book bit. You know, I just never knew there was that much
There's
going on.
There's a lot
so,
to do in the Salisbury.
You know, if you get the Aware magazine, if you don't, let us know, because you need to be getting it. And then have a look through it. It's all sorts of community events, all sorts of community stories, some hard-earned recognition for some of our amazingly fantastic volunteers. So I love Aware magazine.
As a counsellor, I still find out lots of things I didn't know by reading the Aware. I mean, you think you're on top of things, but no, there's so many things happening. You think, oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's lots of feel good stories too.
Oh,
you
know, yes.
It's great.
Yes.
There's always feel good things
in Salisbury.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Always. So we're talking about the events in council.
We
today,
do.
And that's
so
why you're here,
for 2022.
For 2022. But before, obviously, Christmas is just around the corner. So at the moment, we've got the Santa's letter. You can write a letter to Santa in the hub.
I asked Julie when I saw it the other day, Julie, have you written your letter to Santa? Because you won't get anything if you don't write the letter.
I must have forgotten for a lot of years.
We have actually had a few letters that we need to send to Santa. Santa that are from older people, you know, in their 40s and 50s, writing what they would like to Santa. So it's been lovely to to read them before they go to Santa. So it's been lovely.
So you're the authority on what the people in Salisbury want.
Santa and get there before Santa, are we?
No, that's right. I've got to make sure, because some of the kids are doing a bit of a scribble, and I don't think Santa will approve of the whole scribble and
don't
everything.
Like scribble.
But look, come into the hub. There's a place where you can write a letter to Santa and put it in the mailbox, and that's going on until the 22nd of December. An email
is
required.
Time? Oh, you're going to email them?
We are.
We will email
the responses. Yeah. We need to get it to Santa, and then we're going to help Santa email the responses out. So we do need an email on those children's letters.
It's okay. Julie and I have got emails.
That's it. Yeah, beautiful. We need the email. But no, it's a lovely little thing to do.
What
and
do you
we've
like
got amazing.
Julie?
Oh, just a holiday. A break.
A break would be nice.
I agree, actually.
I agree. Yeah. So a break is going to be number one on all our lists. Can we have Mercedes rang me up then. She said, oh, when do you want to come back after Christmas? I said, 3 months.
Oh, that would be lovely.
She laughed. She said, you'll be back on the 17th.
Well, bearing in mind some of these events that we're going to be talking about, you
yes,
probably have
and
to
and
come
I'll
back early.
The world. You and have after a week at home, I'll be lonely for all of you guys.
So that brings us to the first event, which is Australia Day. So I know it feels a bit early to be talking about January already.
It's not, is it? It's kind of very special.
It is
because we get to recognise some of those extraordinary people, and we don't get them all because we know they're out there, but if you don't nominate them, you don't. And it's too late now. I think it's closed on
the 25th. It has closed, yes.
But, you know, that's such a special part because there's so many people out there. We live in the best city in the world. I'm sorry. We live in the best city in the world. And it is such a wonderful city because of the people out there, and so many of them are just every day doing something, and they don't even think about it. They just do it. They don't think, oh my God, I've actually changed that person's life today because I gave them a lift, or I helped them around, or I did some cooking, or something else. Volunteers. We've got over 500 volunteers.
They're lovely people.
So it's really nice on Australia Day to be able to give out to those volunteers. And there's all sorts of positions for, it's not just one for Citizen of the Year.
No, there's six categories.
Six categories.
So there's, definitely can be fitted into one of those categories, and it opens it up for six six awards.
And we've probably got dozens more, but it's hard to choose.
It is. It's a fine line to get them all down to six in the end.
It is, because they're all exceptional.
That's right. So the Australia Day event is going to be here in the plaza outside the council building at the hub. Yeah, so we've got the activities that are going to be on the day. It's a huge inflatable obstacle course. So I have seen this before and it's amazing.
Do I need to have knee pads or anything like that?
No, no, no.
So but can Julie and I do this obstacle?
You can, you can. You just got to take your shoes off. So, yep. So oh, then you climb up. Off. You climb up there and go down. God. It's fun. It's fun.
Good. I will if you will, Julie.
We'll have a race.
As long as there's no water involved or mud. You know?
No, no.
Oh, good.
So these racing simulators. So these are, we've got them for both the kids and adult sizes. So we can actually do them this time.
What in the world is that?
So they're racing. It's like you're hopping in a racing car and you've got a, the
Oh, Julie will be really good at that. Yep.
Oh, yes.
So she'll be really, into, no, truly, into she my will motor be racing. Good at because that's she used it. To do. What did you used to do?
Race go-karts.
Oh, well, you were. I'm not going up against
She's
you
a speedy.
Then.
Oh.
Don't know that I was that good at it, to be honest with you.
Oh, but look, we've got lots of other activities. We've got rock painting, table tennis, face painting. There'll be games on the lawn. So the Aussie of throwing your thong, how far you can throw your thong. The tug of war, I'm good at that one.
Throwing your thong at a council.
Are you good at that one, Jenny?
I'm good at tug of war. I've always been the base, you know, when the make sure you can't move the base. So what, last
I'm
one
on your
on
team,
the,
love. I'll be behind you.
And then there's this other cool one called a shrimp on the Barbie toss. So I think that's about having a Barbie and you've got a shrimp and you've got to go. It's like quoits.
I hope there's someone collecting it at the other end so we don't.
Keep your mouth open or something like that.
So that'll be fun. And then obviously we've got Leamington eating competitions, Vegemite competitions, which we did have last year. And the faces on some of these people were
who
amazing.
Who had never tried Vegemite.
It was so funny. They screwed their faces up. Vegemite. It was great. we're having an Aussie quiz. So that's the first time we haven't had that before. So an Aussie quiz. So that'll be good. And then the library is doing an outside community area where we're going to just put some books out on the grassed area, and the children are allowed to take a book home.
They're not going to do that at the same time as their Leamington and Vegemite.
There's no Leamington and Vegemite marks all in the books. That'd be. But and then entertainment, we've got a duo called Just Enough. They're acoustic. So have you
what
heard
were they
them?
Called the other day? That the singers the other day, they were really good.
I don't know.
I haven't heard
Saturday
these
night.
People.
Oh, I don't know.
What sort of music do they play?
These are acoustic, so they play the Aussie tunes, but they're just acoustic. So it's not a huge band. It's just the two of them, but they sound amazing. I've heard them on their little play iTunes play, so they sound really good. We're having the Salisbury City Band back in again.
There's plenty of instruments there,
so that's great. And then obviously the ceremony, the citizenship ceremony that will be upstairs, but pictured on the big screen, so everyone can see that.
Yes.
And then obviously the Australia Day Awards will be presented in the morning. And then for food, we've got lots of yummy food again. The awesome barbecue breakfast, which are beautiful. I love those.
Free?
They're free. They're all free. Oh, it's all free. It's
excellent.
Fantastic.
A free day is
free
such
day.
A wonderful thing for parents who've got some children. It's a great thing to do and it doesn't cost them.
It is. Yeah. And you get your fruit. We've got some fruit happening and the yogurts. Now, these yogurts are really nice. They're beautiful.
They come locally, don't they?
They are. They're local.
Excellent.
And obviously, we always need a coffee. So there's coffee that we do have to purchase that, and this square cafe in our hub, it will be open to food from that too. So that's
a lovely food.
They do.
So that should be wonderful.
Now, this sounds like a silly
you
question.
About what going day away of Australia the, Day will you, Julie?
Probably will be. What day of the year does it fall? What day of the week does
it fall?
It's a Wednesday this year.
So the public holiday is Wednesday, the 26th of January. Yep. It starts at 8 o'clock and finishes at 11 o'clock. So I know last year we got lots of looks when we had to start closing up at about 11 o'clock last year. So please get in early because we do close at 11 o'clock.
I guess that's okay because you can either stay on and enjoy everything around you or you can go off to a family.
That's right. There's normally another barbecue to go to. There's always another barbecue to go to.
Yes.
So you can go
on Australia Day, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. So there's lots to go
it's
and
a good way to
do.
Start the day.
It is an awesome way
wear
to start
the kids
the day.
Out first so that you
get your brekkie,
yeah,
and your Australia spirit, and then go on, move on to the next one. So,
absolutely, I'm sure they're all around.
Yeah.
So that's Australia Day, the beginning Australia of the year in January. On January, obviously the 26th on a Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
8 till 11.
That's right.
And then that's just the beginning of the excitement of the year. That's 2022.
The start
of it.
That's the start, and then we've got the Fringe. So the Salisbury Fringe Carnival, which is in February, the 25th of February, and the 26th.
So that's the Friday night.
So Friday, yeah, and good. Saturday night.
Yeah.
So we've got rides.
That is the best thing.
It is amazing.
I mean, it's just thousands and thousands coming to Salisbury.
Yep.
The bands are amazing. And if we haven't got all the bands, check it out, because if you've got a good band, I don't know whether we've signed up because I've seen it on Facebook, so we probably haven't. We have such great Australian bands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's local does bands. Start at 10:30 on the Saturday, so it's
Friday
night,
and they have
then
all
right
sorts
through
of
to
things.
The evening on Saturday.
That's right.
People on stilts and dancing and colour and
oh yes,
food yep. And you're also able to. I presume you're still able to buy all those wonderful little trinkets, like lovely candles, which I love.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. There'll be we're doing what we call a. Instead of the yellow brick road, we're doing the blue brick road. Oh. So you go around and we've got a whole lot of businesses like Norma and all different businesses who are going to give us, when you go around, you get given a little trinket. So you have to do, maybe you have to find a letter, or you have to do something to fill in the blue brick road. And then you're going to a draw to win a prize as well. So there's those. We've got lots of free amusement rides, such as the Dodgem cars, inflatable pirate ship. So yes, there's lots of free activities. So
more
it's like
inflatable things.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, Jillie and I will be ready for it after our other inflatable.
Kids love inflatable things, but it's a circus themed type of event. So So lots of other activities, as I said, in there as well. So it's definitely a very full on 2 days, and there's always something going on in that time. So you can come down for either a short time or bring another picnic if you don't. If you want to pull up some grass and sit down there with the picnic, and there's all live bands.
So there's live bands on the Friday night. There'll be bands.
Yeah,
is that right? Is that so? It'll be a musical. Event.
Yep. So it'll be pretty much all the music will be mainly on the Friday night,
and
then we'll have more activities during the day, and then on the Saturday, and then as the night progresses. We'll have the bands come back, and everyone likes to have a boogie on the dance floor.
Absolutely.
So we'll have that. So that's all open up. But there will be advertising.
And the food trucks
coming.
Are good because people get a bit to choose from
they
what they
do.
Want to eat.
Yep, there's a whole lot of food trucks.
And that doesn't mean they can't, because this is a fringe type event, they can't visit the businesses in Salisbury too.
That's right,
we've got
yes.
Great variety of
we've got a lot. Even if it's a chicken shop or there's a pizza shop across the road. So even if you're not interested in the food that we have, you're
the
welcome
Asian
to
cuisine.
Bring it in. Mabara there.
Lots of Mabara,
We can you can bring your fish and chips in or your pizza or whatever you do if you don't like any of the food that's there. But will be some lovely food there anyway. So,
oh, there will.
So that'll be that's a fringe carnival. So that's all happening, but there will be lots of a promotion about that a little bit soon. Soon as Christmas is sort of over, we'll get stuck into advertising the fringe and getting more into
it. Comes on so quickly. February comes so fast after Easter. I think after Christmas rather. You feel like you're just getting over New Year and all everything starts again.
I know. I can't believe it's Christmas. I'm still in shock.
I am too, actually. I haven't bought a single Christmas present.
Oh, Julie, you're going to be struggling. Those shelves are empty at the moment, especially when you've got little kitties to buy for. It's really hard.
I know. I don't have any little kitties to buy for these days, thank goodness.
Bottle of plonk for everyone then.
I'm half got a little kitty that my niece is expecting. We're all very excited in the family about that because we're all getting very old. So there'll be a little person. So next, the Christmas after, there'll be a little person.
Christmas comes alive again when there's little people around again.
I think
it's
does. It makes it totally different,
it does.
Doesn't it?
I'm having fun with this elf on the shelf at the moment. So It was a bit of a new tradition for me. So obviously when it came
What's
out.
What's an elf on a shelf?
This well, I've is seen little these elf. Little elves.
Yeah, have you seen all the little elves? There are lots on Facebook. They give you great ideas on where to put them. But every, it starts at the 1st of December.
Depends who you ask.
Well, true. Yeah. They do get up to mischief too, let's just say that. But
so you introduce a little elf into your family, do you?
Yeah, you introduce and you name your little elf, and they're the elf that you get for the journey of childhood Christmas. And and every day they move to another
spot. Is it a real
spot.
One or is it a...
It's a real one.
You get
it's
a real
elf?
Well, of course it's a real elf, but you don't get a pretend
real
elf.
And they send the message up to Santa to see if the kids
I'm
are being good.
There's no question about that. We'll sort that out afterwards.
Definitely.
What about you, Julie?
Well,
you
actually, the elf is actually going to come to the library.
I haven't had that tradition, but it might be something we could do. Ross always has it. We've got a teddy bear in our house. Oh, and we're no children, of course, but we've got my teddy bear. And every time something goes
your
wrong.
Your teddy bear would like an elf.
No, whenever something goes wrong or something naughty has happened or the biscuit barrel is empty, it's the teddy bear.
Well, there you go. You've started it. It's nearly there. You just
really,
change
so we're
it to
gonna,
the elf.
So the elf can help out teddy bear by the sounds of it.
Well, I reckon you could even keep the teddy bear. That's a lovely tradition at your house and just keep it and just say that's the teddy bears instead of the elves.
No.
So the teddy bears are really, a really different thing to do.
Yeah, it's definitely a very popular thing now. It wasn't around when I was little, but it's definitely
I've
out
seen
and about
them.
Doing...
So I'm glad you informed us on that. I'm sure many people will think of that as a new tradition now.
We'll look into it, won't we, Julie?
We will.
Definitely.
But, before we look into anything else that we're doing in Salisbury, how about we have some music?
Yep, I reckon.
Something
now we're in the
for Christmas.
Haul out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking. I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, fairy lights aglitter. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. There's no time to hesitate, so hurry, Santa, don't be late.
And climb down the chimney, turn on the brightest string of lights that I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hide.
Holly, well, once I taught you all to live each living day.
Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now.
For we need a little Christmas
right this very minute.
Candles in the window,
tinsel on a glitter.
Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. We need a little Christmas now.
For we've grown a little leaner,
grown a little colder,
grown a little need a little Christmas love.
Well, we're actually talking about what we're going to do, and we're talking about what restful thing, because Jenny, you've got young children.
I do have two little ones, so yes, it's not really restful.
You won't get, no.
Yeah, no, I've got two little ones, so it's not very restful, but it's exciting. That's the spirit of Christmas has come back to my house, so that's lovely. So it's all very exciting to, as I said, to move.
Nothing like children at Christmas.
That's right. The magic and feeding the reindeers and putting milk out and the biscuits for Santa.
Oh, look, my son was still doing that at 17.
Oh, that's an idea. And I think the Easter might have changed, but
he used to go and look for Easter eggs. He expected to have an Easter egg. I think when he was about 15, and my daughter was not far behind at 13.
It's lovely.
No, look, it's such a special time of the year, and I think, Julie, what do you want to bring up?
Well, International Women's Day, I think we haven't actually talked about International Women's Day, and that's coming up.
It's chock-a-block in March.
March?
Mm. Yep, in March.
And we've got the fantastic Adelaides again.
Yes.
And aren't they good? Just love Salisbury, and I don't know, whatever they're doing, but they'd cancel it to come to Salisbury. And, of course, Lauren's got a little baby.
Yes.
I know. Yes, it's very so young, because last year
she was probably going to be part of the show now.
Oh.
They are fabulous. Fabulous women. They promote Salisbury all the time. The majority of their Facebook friends live in Salisbury, so they absolutely love Salisbury and every chance they get. And we love them because they're so committed.
Well, they do such a good job, don't they?
They
do such a good job of emceeing.
There's no one like them.
We do have good guest speakers too.
She is an amazing. I'm not telling you her name. Not because I can't remember it or anything like that.
No.
But I'm not telling you.
No.
But she's amazing. She's telling her story of the hardship she's been through and how women can achieve everything. And you all know that is my whole theme in life. We are wonderful. We are unique. And there is nothing we can't do. And often we're not told that as children. So these women certainly will. This the two
inspiring
Adelaide
ladies. They're always inspiring.
Always
aren't they,
inspiring,
the
and the speaker is very inspirational. I think you'll get a lot out of it. I think women walk away from that particular evening full of confidence.
Yeah, it is a lovely.
And also, it's a networking thing.
Oh,
so you get to talk to everyone.
It is indeed.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a cocktail event, and it's
you can dress up.
Really, it's a glass of champagne.
It's a glass of champagne. Sorry, you don't have to frock up.
But it's a cocktail dress.
Dress up, absolutely. And the tickets go really, really fast. So just be aware. Get your tickets early.
Yep.
Because people are saying to me now, and I'm not writing it down. I should. Oh, we want to come. Don't forget. Us. So
you're going to be the booking officer, are you? Oh,
no,
my goodness.
I just have to remember to organise them tickets or something. Send them an email.
Dear.
I don't know. But look, come along. I can assure you a good time is had by all.
Yeah, definitely. So that's on Thursday, the 10th of March.
It is.
From 7 to 9 p.m.
So Australia Women's Day is that the 8th, Julie?
Usually is around then.
So I think the 10th is just close enough to really enjoy it. It's an evening where often we can relax. And it's a good thing to do in March.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, March is busy, Jenny.
It is busy.
Although we don't have the car race this year. Is that right? Or
no.
We don't have what?
The car race.
No, that's so sad. I was reading about this morning on the paper.
So this March won't be as busy.
Well, we have to. We replace all of those things. We don't actually have a car race, but we had many, many fabulous things. Admittedly, we've slowed down, and we haven't slowed down. We women. So what are we going to do over Christmas? Are we going to slow down? What's your favourite thing to do, Helen?
Well, I'm actually going to, for the first time for a while. I'm going to sit down with a glass of wine and watch the carols this Christmas Eve.
Carols are beautiful, but also you got to watch Love Actually.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
that's guaranteed.
I love that. I watched it the other night. Yeah. Robin turned over for some ridiculous sporting thing, but you never get tired of it.
It is. It's a great Christmas
It's a
favorite,
great
that
movie.
One.
Yeah. And there was another one he watched after me, which was, I can't remember. Similar people in it, something like that. No, I can't remember the name. I just love those shows. Yeah. And
I don't have time to watch movies on Christmas Eve usually because I'm doing too much work when I'm at home. When Christmas is at my place, I'm probably, you know, singing it takes and you an hour stuffing to, the turkey, you yeah. know, while I'm trying to.
Well, it take, I'm having a Christmas at my place and it takes an hour at least to set the table, I
oh,
think.
Oh, yeah.
It's so
I'm doing the last
nice
minute wrapping as well.
Carols on and be rushing yes. around sort of getting everything ready. This year I'm going to my sister's place, so hopefully she's rushing around getting things ready. I
so
might
you,
have a
that
more.
Means you won't be there Christmas. You'll be home Christmas Eve. Or
I'll be home Christmas Eve, yes.
Oh, so
yes.
you can do so, what you want. You don't yes. have to hurry.
No, I won't have to make the well, you know, I always prepare some food because we share.
Yeah. I think everyone runs
around. Well, I don't know about my sister, but it seems I do it every year and I don't share.
Oh, I see.
And they say, oh, you know, my sister's very conveniently moved into a tiny little apartment 30 stories up in Glenelg, so that's pretty small.
Yeah.
And my nieces, who should be taking it over, one did last year. It was lovely. She doesn't ever want to do that. It was really awful, really hard. But I can't tell a lie. I don't stuff the turkey or do any of those things. I get them bought in the day before.
Lucky that's
you.
Perfect.
Lucky you.
Well,
that's
it's the way to do it. I think you've got to enjoy Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, you do. No. Well, I quite enjoy having, once the food's all done, that's once I've got it all sorted.
But then it's not all done because you've got to wash up and clean up and change the knives and forks.
Oh, that's what kids are for.
No, that's what my sisters, that's what my sisters and mum and, you know, all the rest of the family do.
The cook never should clean
well,
up.
Well, actually, I've got an 18-year-old granddaughter. I think there I might put a waitress outfit on her and say, here, you can do the waitressing.
That's right. Well, that's what Boxing Day's for. Yeah. Leave it on the can.
Oh, that's why she's asked me, can I go away Boxing Day?
Yes,
no, look, it's Christmas. It's a special time of the year. We all love it. And the joy of giving is far more important than the joy of receiving. Before we go, and I think we've got a minute, I will remind people when they're coming into the Hub to bring some spare food. There's so many people going through COVID, don't have a lot to spoil their children. And I got Julie's mouthing something to me. I don't think it was rude. You know, COVID.
Yes.
Yeah, COVID. So it's really important that if you're coming in, bring a packet, a plum tin, plum something tinned, some food that will last and give someone else a special Christmas. It
Keep
doesn't
it
have to be a lot.
The expiry date and it shouldn't be, if it's perishable, Don't bring it. I mean, it's too hard to handle.
Even a packet of serviettes. You
that's
know,
right.
All sorts of anything you've got that
paste,
you would bring in.
You know,
anything that
cereal.
People will
a lot of people
be cereal.
A big box of cereal goes a long way over the Christmas holidays.
But
too.
So just bring something in. There's a little box inside of the Hub. Mm-hmm. Pop it in there. You'd be surprised how often we have to empty that. So it's going to great charity. Mm-hmm. So be aware. The joy of giving is so strong at Christmas time. And you get more rewards from that, knowing someone's getting something good to eat. Mm. So with that, I think we're through.
Oh.
Will we be back before Christmas? We'll be back before Christmas.
Oh, gosh.
I remember we used to be able to, years ago, get Father Christmas in, but I think he's just busier and busier and we don't get him in. But he was great fun, except one year his reindeers ate all the plants out the front.
Oh, no. Didn't feed them.
Well, we didn't. They ate them. So who knows? Maybe we can
Christmas
talk to
is for everyone,
Christmas.
Even
it
reindeer.
Is, it is.
Actually, I've got someone. I might just see if we can get through. We might go through our Christmas list and see if we can get Father Christmas in.
Yeah, let's try.
Beware. Listen, we're not promising anything. But we'll do our best to get Father Christmas in. Thank you, everyone. Bye
Thank
for
you.
Now.
Thank you. Bye.
See you next time.